You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess, and I hope you're having a good evening. You know, last Sunday's show, we kind of talked about the concept of life coaching and how I run my life coaching practice and what I like to do to get to the heart of the issue and work with the client to do what's right for the client immediately. And the first thing I always do is to talk to the client and figure out and elicit their key values, the things that they value most. So if they really value security or they value freedom or whatever they value, I really key into that and elicit that first off. But you know, the second thing that's really important, this is the thing that we're going to be talking about tonight. And that is that I like to go after the broken record. I go after it and I like to break it. Well, you're probably asking, what is a broken record? And a broken record normally is something that you have to like go and you have something in your mind that you have to play over and over again. It's something negative that has negative thoughts or something that kind of spins a negative record. So for example, a negative broken record would be something like, I'm a loser, I'll never add up to anything. This broken record just keeps and continues on in their own head for as long as that person can remember. And at this time, you have to remember that you have to begin to try to find out when the first time the record was introduced through steady work and also allowing the client to go off on a small tangent. Keeping them on, you know, on course for the most part, you can get to the source. You know, the broken record is affecting everyone, and I think everybody has one to a degree. It might not be as negative as some are, but for the most part, when you have a negative broken record, it deals with something on an everyday basis. So in minute-to-minute life, it impacts your love life, it impacts your career, and it impacts everything in between. This record is introduced to a person's head by two ways, and I think the first way you can really think about is somebody that is important to them has told them something. So whether it be dad, mom, or grandparents, grandmother, grandfather, somebody that's of importance has told them something that they're supposed to believe, which coordinates with this broken record. As well as the person also could have it instilled in their heads over and over again numerous times, impacting in their lives by numerous people. And then sometimes this negative broken record begins by the actions that we personally do that create personal guilt that we don't seem to get over. That guilt that you have over something that you haven't been able to talk about that's overwhelming. That situation could have happened yesterday, it could have happened 5 years ago, it could have happened 20 years ago. And it's something that you haven't dealt with. You know, we've all heard of that concept, you want to take this thing to the grave. And I think for the most part, taking something to the grave is a really difficult situation. And depending on the nature of the actions and what you're trying to hide can cause you extreme stress and personal anger. And that negative playing record just continues. And the idea of taking something to the grave is sometimes a responsible thing to do when it would hurt others or ruin or devastate their lives. But it's a tough thing to do. And if you think about the concept of the Catholic Church and how they have confession and the confessional, and that a person, a Catholic member of the church, goes to confessional to tell the priest their sins, and in return, that person must do a number of Hail Marys, Our Fathers, Stations of the Cross, you know, all in penitence to get over the situation. And I believe the concept was created to allow people to get things off their chest that they would usually take to the grave. This process helps people to get it out, to mourn it, and more importantly, to begin to move past it and to go on with their lives. You can do the same thing with a psychologist and a certified life coach as well. These people are held to strict secrecy or they lose their license to practice. The importance of getting something off your chest. Think about it. You wake up in the morning. You have lots of ideas and thoughts in your head. Are all rolling around about things that you need to do that day, stuff that's really important that you have to get done. And you know, you try to remember these thoughts without writing them down. They're kind of hard. And I know that you can only really hold 4 to 5 thoughts in your head at one time without forgetting one or two of them. And so in order to keep those thoughts in line and be able to remember what you need to do that day or things that have come into your thought process that are important or just interesting stuff that you want to write down, write them down. Because once you write down those four or five concepts, you're allowing new concepts and thoughts to come into your mind. You know, concepts and the whole idea, it reigns true with the prior thought. If you're holding on to things that happened a year ago, 5 years ago, or 20 years ago, you can't get past the guilt and you can't get past the self-anger you have inside. And that guilt and that anger is causing you to personally destroy good things that are going on in your life. A qualified, licensed life coach and counselor can help a client get to the heart of an issue with the knowledge of what created it and set it off, and then allow healing and reprogramming that person's thoughts about themselves. So, you know, in order to reprogram the person's negative repeating thoughts, and that we're talking about the broken record here, otherwise known for me as the broken record, you can begin by explaining to clients how this is done. And I can explain to y'all too, because it can be something that you can do on your own that you don't have to go pay to go find out how to do this. And on top of that, it really makes your mind solid. It gives you a clear thinking process and it gives your mind clarity. And if you think about meditation as this whole concept of providing clarity so that you think and you're able to live clearly, it's a proven tool and it's a proven life success strategy. And my clients like to call it, and I've kind of given it this name as well, is the hear it, see it, move it concept. And so my concept is the hear it, see it, move it concept. And that's just what it means in the name. You want to hear your thoughts, but then you want to move those thoughts and see your thoughts, and then you want to get rid of those thoughts. So for the people that have the extremely broken records, or the ones that aren't so negative, but they're not really helping us or benefiting us all, this can help. Basically, anybody that's not a top meditational guru needs to listen to this. It can be done anywhere and it can be done anytime, and I'm not going to define it as meditation because really self-success really doesn't have anything to do with meditation, even though it is one of the building blocks of meditation. But for the first time, if you try this at home, it's really easy. And for the first time, it's easier if you're by yourself, you're sitting at home, and you're just going to work to quiet the mind. You're going to work to still the mind. And so you begin by taking slow, deep breaths. You're sitting down. You can have your eyes closed. A lot of people like that, because you can really focus on your breathing. And that's what's so important, is that you begin by taking slow, deep breaths. Slow metered breaths in and out through your nose, out through your nose, in through your nose. You can go in through your nose, out through your mouth. I prefer breathing in through your nose and out through your nose. It's just a personal preference, you know. Do whatever you want to. But you want to take deep, slow incoming breaths, outcoming breaths, and really focus on that breathing internally so that you really see it, you really feel it. And you can feel yourself kind of, you know, decompress. You can feel yourself calm down. And then at that point, just keep doing that. Keep doing that. And just really don't focus on anything, and you hope that you don't really have any thoughts. You hope that you have just a clear head where there are no thoughts popping into your mind. But for most of us, that's not the key. For most of us, something's going to pop into your head immediately. You know, and it can happen within a few seconds. It could happen in a minute. But for most people, it'll happen almost immediately. And when these thoughts pop into your head, it could be anything from, you know, needing to buy toilet paper at the grocery store because you're on your last roll, you know, and you've already used your emergency roll that you hide in a different cabinet. Or it could be something very negative about yourself. It could be something about how you're ugly, or that nothing ever works for you, or that you're a loser, what have you, these concepts. And so when you hear the comment or the thought that comes into your head, instead of hearing that comment, you want to actually see it. You want to begin seeing all your thoughts, because this helps to show you the thoughts for what they truly are. And that these thoughts aren't you. They are not you. They are in the mind showing a healthy disconnect from you, and your mind is a good, responsible thing. As new thoughts come in, you see them and you get rid of them. And the way that you get rid of them is that you can wave them goodbye. A lot of times I like to give the idea to my clients as you're shooting skeet. So each time a thought comes into your head, you act like you're shooting skeet. You shoot it out of your head. You laugh about it. You kind of throw it out of your head. And in the same second, you kind of laugh about it because you realize it's really not you. It's just your mind coming up with these comments and these thoughts that are supposed to change your life, when in actuality, you are you. It's the whole idea of a gut feeling versus a subconscious thought. When you subconsciously, you know, take on something because of something in the past that's happened to you, and you feel that you have to respond to a certain situation because of the subconscious stuff that we keep in our head from things that we watch and things that we internalize, is different from making the correct choice, which normally comes with a gut reaction. That gut reaction is something that you know. You know what to do. You don't need your mind to have all this, you know, rattling around and all these voices telling you about what you think you should do or what you're scared about or what you don't want to deal with or are these people talking behind my back or whatever, or whatever's going on in your head. And I think that's why people say what's going on in your headset, because you really need to find that division. And so this concept can divide what your mind is thinking aimlessly, slow that down, quiet those aimless thoughts, and also you get to be back in charge again, which is really important. When you wave it goodbye, when you act like you're shooting skeet, those things help you get those thoughts out. And you got to just keep practicing this over and over again, because eventually it's going to get a lot easier. It's going to get a lot easier to slow down that mind, to clear that mind, and then it's going to get easier to get rid of that broken record. And we're going to be able to take that broken record, get rid of that, and we're going to put a new record on, a new positive record, and we'll work on that in upcoming shows, and we'll just lay another track down. You got a track, we'll lay another one down, but it's easier to try to remove that track first instead of trying to put one on top of it. So that's what we're going to do. So you got to practice the hear it, see it, move it concept, because it truly does work. And it works very quickly, actually. Anytime you think about doing it, just do it. And it should be done daily. And eventually your mind will be quieted, it'll be clear, and that negative and those negative thoughts will soon go away because you're not paying attention. You're like, I'm out of this. I see it. I understand that it's there. That's not me. I'm not a bad person. I'm not somebody that somebody should laugh about. Whatever the fact it might be that's going through your head, it's not you. You see the difference? You let it go. These concepts truly work. But, you know, coming up after this small break that we have, we're going to have the Busey Minute, where Jake Busey tells us a little bit about some thoughts and some things. And we're going to be focusing on tonight's discussion on making the right life choices, on doing what's right for your success, but especially when it comes to your friends. We all think that life success is dependent on education and job and societal placement, which is important, but we're going to be talking about more than that. We're going to be talking about your friends and what derives success from what kind of people you spend time with, what you want in a friendship, what you need in a friendship, what's important, and what's going to pull you down. You know, the call-in number is 888-787-5543. And if you hear something you want to comment on, give your thoughts or ask a question or give us your perspective, call in. You know, there are no stupid comments and there are no stupid questions. And after we hear a word from our sponsors, we'll be back with information that will rock your world. So stay tuned.